Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's group therapy with Jen and friends on Star 94.1. Who needs a degree when you have a PhD in life experience?
Pajamas on the airplane. Is it okay or not? 404-263-0941. Join us right now for group therapy because we're asking for a friend.
Hey friends, can you please help me stage an intervention with my in-laws? They always wear sweatpants on flights. I have to travel with them on the holidays to Connecticut, and I find this horribly embarrassing. There's five of them total, but my sister-in-law, she's the worst one. She says she wants to be comfortable, but I think it's trashy. Why can't she find a decent pair of jeans and a blouse? She wears the oldest, baggiest t-shirts with stains and ratty sweatpants. I don't want to travel with slobs. Can you help? Is there any way to ask them to change their clothes? From Kaylee.
So how do you feel about this? Help out Kaylee. Is it okay or not to wear sweatpants, baggy clothes, old t-shirts, whatever you feel to be comfortable on a flight? 404-263-0941. Or you can lean on the text line 51539.
Yeah, no. Because you know what? Remember back in the day, we used to get dressed up to fly.
Yep.
You saw those old Delta magazines where the women had dresses on, the men had suit and tie and a top hat on. Not this top hat, but they had a hat on to fly. You remember those days? Why can't we get back to that? And now we're in sweatpants? Now you got your feet up on your little tray table. You're lounging all over the place. This isn't a time to nap. This isn't a time to get comfortable and catch some Z's. This is a time to travel. You're not by yourself. You're on an entire airplane full of people. Take off your sweatpants, put a pair of slacks on, let's travel.
I say the same thing. I say take pride in yourself and what you wear. You know, I understand if you're facing financial hardships and you wear a dirty t-shirt with stains on it, sweatpants and flip-flops, sure, but that is the only case.
And you say you got to dress up for flights.
You have to dress up for flights.
I miss the days of coat and tie. I miss the days of actually looking pretty good.
Are you serious?
I miss days when flying was an adventure. Now it's like the bus of the skies. I miss the days when you get all excited about flying. I miss the days you could have a cigarette in a flight. No, I'm just kidding. But still,
Me too. You know,
get dressed up. You're flying with a group of people. Be respectable.
404-263-0941. Rebecca from Loganville. How do you feel about this?
I think it's perfectly fine to wear it with on a plane. I think there's two different types of people out there. Either you go in a suit and a tie and a dress and heels, or you go in your lounging clothes, and I think that's perfectly fine. I wear lounging clothes all the time.
Lounging clothes are totally fine on a flight. Doesn't offend you at all.
Nope, not even a little.
All right, 404-263-0941. We want to hear from you because clearly Kaylee wrote us and she's embarrassed by her in-laws dressing like this. But should she be? Or is there any way that she can ask them to change clothes if she's traveling with them? Is that cool or total snobbery? 404-263-0941. Join us for group therapy. Coming up next on Star 94.1, this is Jen and Friends.
We're back with group therapy on Jen and Friends.
404-263-0941. Is it okay to dress comfortable on flights? Sweatpants, old baggy stuff. Hey, Tara from Atlanta.
Hi, this is absolutely ridiculous. I think that you have to have sweats on a flight. You know, you're sitting down in a confined space most of the time. You don't even see it, like, what you're wearing. And I mean, you know, our lives are so busy right now. Like, a two-hour flight is the perfect time for a nap. So I think you need to be comfortable, and I think you should embrace what you wear.
I understand that all of us are busy, but it's also a self-respect thing. I mean, if you come out of your house like you just rolled out of bed, what precedents are you setting for yourself?
And Felice from Canton, how do you feel about this? Welcome to group therapy.
Hello. I think that kids these days think that they're pulling off a look. They're watching TMZ. They're seeing celebrities go through baggage claim, and they've got hoods over their head. And regardless, they're sweatshirts are probably $500, but they think they're pulling off this celebrity look, and it's a way of dressing up in their effort.
So you think people should dress nicer on flights?
I do. I think that the kids aren't pulling it off, and they're not Justin Bieber.
And they look homeless.
So you're traveling. There's people that are paying good money for this trip. They're taking an adventure. They're going somewhere. You know, look nice.
Thank you for the call, Felice. Leanne from Suwannee, how do you feel about this in group therapy?
I probably have a little bit of a different perspective because my husband worked for the airline. And there was a time not that long ago, maybe 15 years ago, we had to dress up where I had to wear a skirt or slacks. And even my 5- and 7-year-old kids had to wear like khakis and button-down shirts so that we would not stick out. But since everybody's been dressing down, we've now been able to just wear jeans, but it has to be a nice outfit.
Mm-hmm.
And I do kind of really think that it's public transportation. It's one thing what you wear on a long trip in your car. You're welcome to wear your sweatpants. But I don't think it's a good look to be wearing your old shirts and sweatshirts and all of that for your flight.
Thank you for the call, Leanne. And Danny in Lawrenceville. Hey, Danny, welcome to group therapy. How do you feel about this?
I cannot believe people are offended by sweatpants. Everybody's getting offended about everything. And I just feel like you do you. Like, I wear sweatpants probably 75% of the time just in my life when I'm running errands or at school functions. I even wear them to church, to be honest.
Yeah,
I'm wearing them right now.
And you're wearing them right now.
You have church sweatpants?
Yeah, I'm living them.
You have sweatpants just to go to church.
Oh yeah, they're real cute.
What?
That is lazy to a whole nother level.
No, my philosophy is if you're wearing yoga pants, wear them to yoga. If you're wearing sweatpants, you better be going to a gym or just leaving a gym.
I think you think that I'm a slob, but I think that you guys are snobs. To be honest with you, I do.
You have church sweatpants.
She just called you a snob, Curtis.
Well, I guess I am.
All right, calls are rolling in. 404-263-0941. I think we've hit a hot button here. Mm-hmm. So we want to know, how do you feel about this? I mean, give us your opinion. Can you dress how you want on a flight or not?
We're back with group therapy on Jen and Friends.
Pajamas on a plane, is it okay or not? Brittany from Thomaston is fired up. Hey, Brittany.
Hey. First of all, I love the show. Love listening to y'all. I think, honestly, our generation coming in needs to grow up. We are really soft, and we feel like we need to have an opinion about everybody else and what they're doing, when honestly, most of these people who have this opinion about everybody else need to go about doing their own business. If you are so concerned about somebody else's business, you probably don't have enough going on in your life, and you probably need to get a full-time job.
Oh!
Because honestly, I don't really care about what everybody else is wearing or doing because I'm concerned about my own life. And I think we need to stop worrying about everybody else and worry about yourself.
So you have no problem with you judging us, but you just don't want us judging other people.
Right.
I understand that. Here's my problem with sweatpants on an airplane, Brittany, is because people keep using the term lounge, where I can take a nap, I can stretch out and relax. You're not meant to lounge. It is not a lounge. It is getting you from point A to point B, and you're seeing hundreds, possibly thousands of people, and you're walking around in your ratty sweatpants. Have some self-respect.
Exactly.
But what does it matter? Why are you concerned about what they're wearing? Does that harm you?
To me, it's no self-respect.
Is it really affecting your life?
And what if
Brittany's got a good point. Thank you for the call, Brittany.
But what if something happens to you and you pass away, and that's going to be your hang outfit for the rest of eternity?
Oh, my gosh.
And
we're talking death now. All right, John from Marietta, what's up?
Hey, Jen and friends, y'all are awesome. I kind of look at this as a respect for other people thing.
Mm-hmm.
I've been on a lot of planes, military, everything else, and they're not a whole lot of fun if anybody hasn't noticed. I'm just saying. And kind of having a little bit of that atmosphere surrounding you, if people dressed up, if I'm dressed up, I look at that as just showing respect to everybody else to try to make what's frankly an unpleasant experience just a little bit better for everybody.
Thank you so much for the call, John. Alice in Midtown disagrees. Hey, Alice.
Hey, this is Allison. Hey, Jen and the crew.
Hey.
I care less what they wear because I reached back to my flight. The last flight I went on, I can't remember what they wore, the people that sat next to me. I don't remember that stuff. However, the lady that's worried about it, I think what she needs to worry about is she's dealing with her in-laws.
Yeah, that's
careful,
true.
Careful, careful. Mm-hmm.
All right, Amber from Milner, how do you feel about this? PJ's on a plane, are they okay?
Honestly, I think they're all right. I mean, if you think about it from like a medical standpoint, when the cabin pressurizes in an airplane, depending on how long the flight is, people can freaking, I mean, some people can hold water weight, and then tight clothes can be very uncomfortable.
Wow. So tight clothes are restricting. You know what? I refuse to dress like I'm homeless.
It's a different perspective. It's a different perspective.
And that's why
I appreciate it.
I need an emotional peacock to ride with me every single flight because my sweatpants aren't enough.
All right, Amanda from Canton, you're going to be the last word on this.
Okay, yeah, me and my daughters made me call because that upset them a lot. You're supposed to be comfortable, especially if you're going on vacation. I fly Delta One. They give you a face mask to cover your eyes. They give you slippers. They give you stuff to put around your neck to keep you comfortable. Your chair turns into a bed. You're supposed to be comfortable.
What? And 3 inches is not a bed.
3 inches.
What? No, it's not. It completely turns into a bed. Google it. I know you don't know anything about it.
Oh, my gosh.
Thank you so much for the call, Amanda. She says be comfortable.
I don't want to smell your feet. What's next? Hey, you be you. You put your feet up on my headrest. That's okay. As long as you're happy, I'm happy.
No, she also says the plane provides this for you, for you being comfortable. Also, a department store provides decent clothes for you to go out in public. Boo-boo.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.